we've been looking at the status of the Gibbons Creek Power Plant for actually several years. You probably heard through the other news media outlets that coal is has been problematic, not really problematic, but the cost of producing electricity from a coal-fired power plant has been difficult to compete with natural gas and renewables. And so for several years now, we've been looking at those costs of the Gibbons Creek Power Plant as compared to other forms of generation, other options available to us. And it is just an unfortunate sequence of events that has led to the decision to mothball that plant and shut it down.
I remember back in September, you announced you were going to be trying to sell it. I guess that hasn't worked.
That's correct. We did announce that back in September of 16, and we have gone through quite a considerable amount of negotiations with the company that that had intentions to buy it. Those negotiations never finalized, and we are now at the point where we're no longer in negotiations. So that's just not going to happen.
Okay, so you have what? You've told who do you tell? Who do you send the? How do you do this?
So we have sent notification to ERCOT. ERCOT is the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. They are the transmission and generation grid operator for almost the entire state, not quite the entire state. And so they run the grid. And so we provide notice to them that we intend to cease operations of this power plant in at the end of September. And so they are analyzing the fact that we provided them that notice, and they will make any adjustments as necessary from this point.
But as of this writing, the plant will be closed down in September and what? Not opened again till next June?
That's the plan right now. That is correct. It will shut down at the end of September or thereabouts, and then open again or start running again in June of next year and run throughout the summer.
I'm taking this as all still kind of in flux. How many employees do you have at Gibbons Creek?
Currently, there's 91 employees out of Gibbons.
And how many will there be, after the plant is shut down, or will there be anybody there? Was everybody losing their job?
Well, there will be. The plan at the moment is to retain 20 employees. Some of the activities that take place out at the agency, at the Texas Municipal Power Agency, will continue, such as the ownership of transmission assets, and we have what used to be the mining land, and we're in the middle of reclamation of that land. So those things have to continue, and so there will be employees necessary for that. But we will also retain a certain subset of the operational employees so that when summer gets here next year, the plant will be in such a shape that we can start it back up.
So what I hear is about 70 people are going to be getting their walking papers.
That's the scenario we're talking about. That's correct.
Okay. Plant serves what? Bryan and several other
cities, right? It serves the cities of Bryan, Garland, Denton, and Greenville. It doesn't serve 100% of those cities' electric needs, but it serves a portion of them. All of the studies that we've done have shown that the cities can procure electricity or produce electricity from more economical sources than this power plant, and that's really the reason behind the move that we're making.
And then the long range expectation, I guess, is it's going to be needed less and less, right?
Long range expectation, that is correct. If it continues to run, unless the market changes, if it continues to run, it will be seasonal during the summer, just like we're planning for next summer.
Do you foresee a time when it could be mothballed altogether?
Yes, I do foresee that happening at some point in the future. We don't really have a good feel for that right now because the markets in the summers are such that it is economical to run that unit. So we will get this next summer under our belt to see how that works out and whether we can make it economical to continue operating in that manner. So that really kind of remains to be seen.
All right. One final question. I know. I thank you for your time. I know your time's very limited. You said that you submitted your paperwork to ERCOT and that they were going to be looking at it and maybe making recommendations. So could they modify your plans?
They could. There is some possibility that ERCOT could determine that this unit is needed for reliability purposes in the region. And if they make that determination, then they could ask us or require us actually to keep that plant running even from October on through until the next summer. So we won't know the answer to that question, what their determination is for. They've got 60 days to tell us the answer to that. So we won't really know the answer to that for quite some time yet.
Until about it was time to shut it down again, right?
That's correct. So, yes, sir. That's exactly right.
So you could say, so it could all work out so that about the time you're going to shut it down, ERCOT says,
That is a possibility. And so we will be in discussions with ERCOT about that as much as we can until the 60-day period is over. But ultimately, we won't really know the answer until that time comes.
So just watch this space, huh?
Yes, sir. Exactly right.